Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. ...8:54... Tuesday morning on KSJE. It's time for our Adopt a Pet Tuesday segment, and that's when we talk with Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter to tell us about some of the pets that are available at the shelter this week up for adoption. Amber's joining me live right now on the phone. Good morning, Amber. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Doing okay, thanks. Thank you for being with us once again, and you guys are still pretty full, I think, down at the shelter this week, aren't you?
We are. We have over 65 dogs up for adoption. So we've got lots of loving wet noses and wagging tails to find their forever homes.
Okay. Well, let's get right to it and talk about some of them that are on the list, but there are certainly more than what we have time to show this morning. But starting with Archer, tell me about him.
Archer is a playful one-year-old shepherd. He is always up for fun and games. He loves the game of fetch, loves the game of tug. Also loves to just hang out and chill out on the couch next to you. So if you're looking for a dog that's up for anything, come down and meet Archer. He's got energy to spare and personality that'll make you smile.
Okay. All right. Very good. That is Archer, available at the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter this week. So is Marlo.
Yes, Marlo is a playful pup. He is a little right at 1 year old. He has unfortunately been here since August, so he is growing up in our shelter, which is never a good thing for any animal. But he has still got a zest for life. He hasn't let that get him down. He is just fun and happy all the time, ready to go, go, go. So you got to come down and meet him, and hopefully he'll steal your heart and you'll want to take him home.
Okay. All right. Very good. That's Marlo. He is available this week, and so is Lula.
Lula is another high-energy dog that we have here at the shelter. She's a little over a year old as well. She loves to run and play. She'll need a secure area. She can climb a 6-foot fence because she's got lots of energy. So if you need a dog that's going to keep you moving and on your toes, you got to come meet Lula. She's just got lots of personality, and she's looking for her forever home. So you got to come meet her.
Okay. All right. I've had dogs like that see a fence and see it as a challenge. So I understand what you're saying.
And she is one of those challenge-accepted dogs.
Right. That's true. Okay. All right. Very good. And last but certainly not least is Ambrosia the cat.
Yes, Ambrosia is ready for her own family. When she came in, she had her kittens, and she raised them in a foster home. Now they have all been adopted, and now it's her turn to find her loving home. She was in a foster home that had dogs and other cats, so she could fit into any family, whether you've got animals or not. So you got to come down and meet her. She is just as sweet as can be and ready to make her own life in her own home.
She's ready. Okay.
She is. She's ready. She's raised her babies, and now she's ready to go on on her own.
Very, very good. All right. Very, very good. And, of course, there's more animals than just the four that we're showing this morning, and folks can go online and see them?
Absolutely. You can go on 24 Pet Connect, put in the zip code here for the city of Farmington, and it will pull up all the dogs and cats that we have available for adoption. I always recommend coming down because it's a lot easier or a lot harder to say no to them when they're smiling in, you know, giving you kisses on the cheek. So come down and meet them. You can sign up to be a dog walker, take them for a test drive in the park, see how it goes. So just come down and we'll help you find the right match for your family and your lifestyle.
Okay. All right. Very good. And the shelter will be open today at 11:30, correct?
Yes, we are open 7 days a week from 11:30 to 5:30. So come down and see us. And like I said, if you can't adopt, you can try fostering, volunteering, doing donations. There's always ways to help the animals here in our shelter.
Very true. Lots of options. That's very true. And there's nothing wrong with being a foster fail if you end up keeping the dog or cat that you are fostering.
That is true. I myself am a foster fell.
See, there you go. So, very good. Well, Amber, thank you so much. Thanks for being with me every Tuesday. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you guys for always showing our animals off.
You bet. We're glad to do it. So thanks so much. It's Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter, my guest this morning. And you can help us spread the word as well. Just share this segment from our KSJE Facebook page or our YouTube channel, or when it becomes a podcast later on tomorrow. You can share that with your friends and neighbors and all the other people that are in your network and get the word out about these great animals that are available at the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. I'm Scott Micklin. Have a great rest of your Tuesday, everyone. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning right here on KSJE, Farmington, New Mexico, the information and cultural beacon of the Four Corners. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at KSJE.com.